In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Welcome back, everyone. You know what it is. Not another true crime podcast. We're here. That's all I can say.
That's, and you might have heard that intro on TikTok because apparently it's a sound on TikTok now, which I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Nothing as embarrassing as hearing my voice be like, welcome back on TikTok. But okay.
That sounds great.
It sounds great. I love
no,
it.
We actually did love the video. It was so excellent. So thank you to the lovely fan who made that. It was so funny. And we're going to be posting it on our Instagram. I just need her to send it to me.
Should we do a challenge?
Ooh.
We can do it and we'll send you guys a bottle of Pinot Grigio.
Yeah.
Casey's buying.
I'll trust me. I know the best $9.99 bottles. We'll do one from Corkscrew, the black-owned business, black-owned wine business. We'll be supporting our fans and businesses.
Is that the one that sends you the candle too?
Yeah.
Yes. And a butter, like a skin body butter.
Obsessed.
It's so nice.
I'm into it. So yeah, if you guys want to do our theme song or even take a soundbite of us, I don't know, talking about something ridiculous.
No.
I want that. I'd love to see the grilled cheese debate played out by like just one person doing like different
cuts. Okay, I would like that, but I feel like sometimes, or like one of my dumb Parks and Rec references that a few fans get.
Yeah.
But sometimes like someone will tweet something at me and I'll be like, I don't even know what I said. So
that's why, we'll do like, send us a TikTok of you doing something and you'll get something. See something, say something.
Or the Carol Ann's challenge.
If you're under 21.
I love the Carol Ann's challenge.
Carol Ann's challenge is fun.
Yes. So yeah, if you want to make a TikTok of us, send it to us. And I mean, who knows? We may get three, but that'll be easy to pick a winner. And we'll send you, we'll send you a bottle of wine or even just like a little box from Corkscrew that has the whole thing. So,
yeah.
I don't want to say that we're bribing you, but we're fucking bribing you. Yeah. Make a TikTok of us. Tag us.
We're just like doing our own version of one of those loop giveaways. These are more fun and less spammy.
Exactly. Yeah,
this is our version of the, of all the dances, the Savage Dance. Except for this, you get to also get drunk. So,
You get wine, and from talking about grilled cheese, your move, Meg the Stallion.
Your move. The weather has been beautiful. I mean, I feel like we kind of have a summer. We have a summer that's, I mean, it's summer, but it's, you know, it's still a weird one.
And it's funny too. I mean, not funny, but I feel like at the beginning of the pandemic, a lot of our listeners that weren't New York based were like, oh God, like you guys, I'm thinking of you. It's so insane. Now we are thinking of all of you because somehow Cuomo bullied us into like being good for the most part. So our numbers are going down. But if you're in Arizona, if you're in Florida, if you're in California, we're sending you.
Wrangle your people.
Yeah. Bring in your group chat. Come on.
I'm going to have turned.
I know. I'm going to send Papi Cuomo down there.
Yeah.
I know. I understand your dumb arguments for not doing it, but think of it as sunscreen.
Yeah.
Think of wearing a mask as, I think I saw this meme the other day that was like, it was like, Sarah, did you share it? That it was something like, they told you that there was a medicine that would prevent you from like 98% from getting a disease. Would you get it? Everyone's like, yeah. And they're like, that's a mask.
It's so strange to me.
We're not going to win this.
We're truly living in a Parks and Rec episode. Like, the amount of people who shared that Florida, I don't know if it was like a town hall or whatever.
It was Q, and that chick was QAnon. Those were all QAnon conspiracies.
QAnon?
Oh, yeah. Because at the end, when she was like, oh, the pedophiles, that's QAnon.
Breathing apparatus. And I'm like, okay, but what about how COVID affects God's breathing apparatus, aka your lungs, aka right. destroys them?
Like, also, like, I just want to like put it out to the universe. Like, all three of us have been wearing masks out. It doesn't suffocate me. I breathe through.
First of all, I go on runs wearing a mask, so like, I don't want to hear it from anyone. Also, they're cute. You can buy so many online.
I think
that's like one of the few things I'm buying these days in quarantine because I'm not going to go buy like, I don't know, a cute jumpsuit because I'm not wearing it.
That's all I've been buying is jumpsuits and dresses, just in the hope that I can leave my house. No, I think I finally have to buy a cute one. I know. I think I finally have to buy a cute mask. Listen, I've read the things. I get it. Like, I do think that there, because even my doctor was like, it's also not good for your respiratory system to be breathing in your own stuff. But what's the alternative? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think we can all have a couple months.
I feel like a couple months of doing this in the scheme of things, it's not like we've had a mask on for 20 years and it's that effect, but like a couple months we can do. But I'm saying I acknowledge and I hear you when you say that that's also not good for you, but also the alternative is a disease that could possibly attack your lungs even worse. And yes, a lot of people are asymptomatic, but like truly the people that do get it hard. Anyway, I think everybody knows where we fucking stand on
it's crazy this. How this has become like a hot take because
I know
to us it's such a kind of, it's like a small ask.
I'm not, it's the new recycling. It's people being like, you want me to throw my Poland Spring bottle in the blue bin? Yeah, why is that such a song and dance?
It's right next to the trash. anyway, yes. You all know, for the people that have already stopped listening, whatever. It's also like, you know, Trump made it a political thing. Like, he thinks people wearing masks are attacking him, and it's like, I mean, buddy,
need like Tom Haverford to come and do like a good PR campaign and make masks seem like cool and fun.
Yeah.
Call it, I don't know, M Swizzle. Anyway,
I'm into it.
Yeah,
all three Parks and Rec fans will get that. So before we get into the episode, Casey, did you want to just mention something about the topics that we're going to be talking about?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously, I think at this point, if you're with us and you're on our Instagram, you know how we stand with some of these issues. Obviously, we just talked about masks. We are pro masks. We also, you know, we've spoken up a lot about how police in this country are treating people, and we've gotten a lot of pushback. And I just, for all those people, again, I just ask that you just research what defunding means. It's not taking away money. It's not anything like that. It's just reallocating stuff.
Yeah.
It's reallocating money to different services. And so that being said, we are going to get into a little bit of conspiracy theories dealing with police in these times and stuff like that. It's not too heavy. We're not going into detail about you know, violence or any of that stuff, but we will be mentioning a few conspiracies about cops kind of aiding in looting and stuff like that. So I just wanted to put that out there as kind of a trigger warning if you don't want to hear it. So there's that.
Yeah.
Yes. And I also, sorry, Sarah. I just also wanted to say, like, I know a lot of people in law enforcement, and you guys probably do too. Yeah. And honestly, this stance is not against anybody that you love. It's against, you know, I want to say it's not a personal attack whenever you go against cops, you know, it's just more like a general thing.
A system.
Yeah, a general retraining and reprogramming, and that's all.
And also because I know a lot of people in education, and they're like, why don't I have pencils? So there's a lot of things.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things. But if this is not an episode for you, then feel free to turn it off and join us next week when we're going to be talking about wedding scams. So something for everybody here at NATCP.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
before we do get into this episode, I wanted to just bring to everyone's attention. We've gotten a lot of DMs. We posted about this, but I just kind of wanted to discuss this up top. There's been this disappearance that's been making the news of Vanessa Guillen, who is a 20-year-old Army private who went missing at Fort Hood on April 22nd. Her car keys, room keys, wallet, and ID card were all found in the room that she was working in earlier that day, but not her phone. And here's where it gets into, I don't know, iffy territory. She had told her sister that a sergeant was sexually harassing her before she went missing. Also, Army investigators said that they had no credible information that she'd been assaulted. However, the Army now thinks that foul play is involved. But they don't think that her disappearance is linked to that of PV2 Gregory Weddle Morales, who went missing in August 2019 and was recently found deceased.
I think, did they find him when they were actually looking for her?
I want to say so, yes.
I think the article that I read, it's that they might have found him while they were kind of searching for her. But that might not be fully true, but I know that there was something and they were attached somehow.
Yeah. There's been a few things happening at that base in particular.
Yeah, wild.
So we just kind of wanted to touch on that. Obviously, that's like a very brief overview. Anyone with information about Vanessa's whereabouts has been asked to contact Army CID special agents at 254-287-2722 or the military police desk at 254-288-1170.
Yeah. This is a really sad one, too, because she decided not to, like, she didn't divulge the name and then went missing, because I think I read that, like, her mom or somebody was like, just tell me the name, and she was like, I can't, and so that's why they're saying there's, like, no evidence and all that stuff, but...
Right. But now they do suspect foul play is involved, so...
Yep.
The family, of course, is frustrated that it took so long, of course. Yeah. But hopefully they find her.
2020, I feel like, about anything happening, you're like, oh, now? Okay, thanks. Like, it's like, what, 7 months later, 800 years later, it's...
800 years later.
Yeah, truly. I mean, there's so much stuff.
Yeah. It's so bad.
Yeah.
And this is like, sad because I think in the wake of this, there's been other females that have come forward and said, like, yeah, this is pretty, like, women are getting... assaulted in these bases, which is just kind of a bummer. It's like, you know, you volunteer, you want to fight for this country, put your life on the line, and then you're you know, treated like a second class citizen by people that are your equals, essentially.
I feel like that's not exactly a secret that there's this like toxic culture in the military, right?
No, and I also feel like it's hard too because you hear about like toxic workplaces, and I mean, across the board, none of them are good. But then, of course, you have military bases where you're there 24/7, you can't really escape anything. You can't, like, when you go to someone, it's kind of in the similar way people worry about going to HR, because you're like, whose side are you on for human resources sometimes? And like the military, that's times 100. And also you feel like they're all, I feel like people feel ganged up on a lot with that.
Yeah, there was this, in the same article, I think it was just a Times article. It was like this one woman was like, yeah, it happened to me, and I came forward. I think I went to go tell, like, the chaplain, which isn't a chaplain, like, involved
isn't
with,
like,
that a
church? Religious? Yeah.
Yeah, I think she went to go tell the chaplain and was essentially talked out of saying anything. So, again, you know, we're not saying not all military, not all this stuff, but, like, it is unfortunate that this happens, and this is definitely a case that is, like, shedding light and, I think, bringing awareness to all of us about this happening. And so, again, yeah, if you have any tips...
Yeah. All right. So I guess as far as this week's episode goes, kind of a funny story. I started just bullet pointing this as like a one-off that we could briefly discuss. And then
Sarah went down a rabbit hole.
It just turned into like a whole spiral. Shout out to Vox for making this connection. And I really just kind of went deep with it. So,
and also, it weirdly is, in terms of the holiday coming up, it fits with that. It's a holiday that, I mean, are we celebrating this year? Who knows? But 4th of July will be coming this Saturday. Or so we have an episode all about what, Sarah?
The fireworks. Okay, honestly, a few of you guys have messaged us about it. We posted Elise Morales' tweet about the fireworks conspiracies. And
what did she write? Oh, she just wrote, like, I'm a full-blown conspiracy.
Yeah,
fireworks, like, conspiracy. Yeah,
it's,
I saw
not
that was
crazy.
Funny.
At first, it started off like, man, these kids are annoying. And now, if you go on Twitter, it's a full-blown, like, government conspiracy.
Oh.
So...
I've had a ton of, there's been like on my Facebook, there's been like a ton of my friends have just like blanket, like just kind of written, has anybody, like, if you have fireworks in your neighborhood, have you found trash or anything like that? Just asking. And then there's like 50 comments. Like there's just, there's been so many things of people being like, yes. And I saw that, like, it's a wild thing. This the fireworks conspiracy. It's
Facebook,
like,
has become Reddit now with the fireworks conspiracy.
Facebook is Reddit. This is true.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I hate social media.
It's a bit of a dumpster fire right now.
Yeah, speaking of hating social media, follow me on Instagram at Kashmir, Danny Kashmir with a K.
Same. at KSpaceB.
Oh,
I'm just posting pictures of butterflies landing on my Tevas.
Oh my God. We love it.
It was there for like 20 minutes. It was sitting outside and a butterfly literally until a woman was like, wanted to take a picture of it, and I let her, and then she blew the butterfly off. Okay,
what?
I see.
Rude.
Now that I say that out loud, that's more of a problem with my boundaries. But anyway.
She blew the butterfly off, like she didn't just let it chill.
No, and it was there for like, no shit, 20 minutes, and I like, wow. It was that thing where like,
you,
I was
just
like,
got rid,
oh my
of
God,
your friend, like, how rude.
Yeah, I was like, can butterflies lay eggs? I was like, is it gonna stick? Like, I was like watching it. I was like, what is it doing? Like, what is happening? What is it? Is it making baby? Is it turning back into a caterpillar on my foot? I was like, am I about to, is it gonna like sting me? And then I was like, it's a butterfly. Let it chill.
Honestly,
so like,
4 months of quarantine, I would love a butterfly to touch my body for 20 minutes. A slug.
Just a gentle tap of the wings on your foot. It was pleasant. Okay, all right. We'll edit that out and post.
Risk it all.
Risk it all for a butterfly.
Literally.
Oh,
so
God.
These fireworks. Okay, it kind of started in places like Harlem, Crown Heights, predominantly Black and Brown neighborhoods having tons of fireworks. We talked about this on the At Betches podcast, me, Kay, the Bachelor host, and Amanda, one of the co-hosts of Betches Sub. Mm-hmm. And Kay basically said that they'd been going on from like starting around 8 p.m. Some nights until 5 in the morning. No exaggeration.
Yeah, her stories have been wild.
Yeah.
Fireworks. Yeah.
And it's not,
and
like,
in Harlem?
Yeah, she's in Harlem. And it's not like, oh, you can hear it in the distance. It's like, if you listen to her stories, it literally sounds like there's fireworks next to her, and it's so loud. Like,
yeah.
I don't think any amount of earplugs, you could sleep through it. I think you just have to chop off your ears. Like, it is seriously so loud.
Wild.
I know. It sounds like it's so loud. It sounds like it's like a filter on Instagram. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It sounds like she just decided to YouTube fireworks and play it, but it's actually real. And it's not just these anecdotal stories. Gotham has reported that New Yorkers made 236 times the amount of fireworks complaints between June 1st and 19th as last year. So, which amounted to over 6,000 calls about fireworks to 311 compared to 2019 when there were 27.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. The Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams told Gothamist that he's also seeing elaborate devices and not simple firecrackers and little toy type rockets. And a lot of people have been saying that these are like Macy's level fireworks, like seriously professional looking shit, and not just like, oh, some dumbass, like, you know, those little like balls you throw on the ground or stuff like that. Like, not that kind of stuff. And I've seen a few of my friends' stories, and it does legitimately look like, you know, the fireworks you see at like Jones Beach or something.
They're like scary. They're like huge. Yeah, they're terrifying.
Yeah, really big. And it's not only in New York. So this has also been noted in the Bay Area, LA, Hartford, Connecticut, Boston. And a Vice reporter in DC said anecdotally that this year feels worse than previous ones. The Boston Herald reported that police received 1,445 fireworks complaints in the first week of June, compared to 22 that time last year. Also, the American Pyrotechnics Association, which I didn't know was a thing, their executive. Someone's got to do it, I guess.
Someone's got to be in charge.
Yeah. Their executive director said on June 3rd that the industry is experiencing a banner year. So, like, all that is to say, people have been registering way, way, way more complaints about the fireworks. It seems to be, like, an actual thing that there are more of them. The conspiracy is why.
Yes. So, Zoom meetings and fireworks have increased 500,000% in 2020.
Oh, my God. That would be a good meme if you tweet that with, like, the little handshake guy.
Ooh. Yeah. If anyone knows how to space out tweets, that's all yours.
That's all, yeah. So, obviously, like I said, there are definitely some theories. Here's one that kind of says, hey, let's fucking relax a bit. Here's the theories that it's not a conspiracy. Is it? It's just bored kids. Okay, yeah, okay. And there's definitely been videos of kids being reckless with it. You know, there's been lots of videos of the fireworks. So that's one argument for that. People are kind of just saying, like, because everyone's home more and everyone's bored, that fireworks are like a little literal representation of how everybody's feeling from being cooped up. It's like they just want to explode. There's also, of course, 4th of July, like we said, is coming up. You'll hear this right after, right? This will come out right after?
Yeah. No, it comes out the week. July 4th will be this upcoming Saturday.
Oh, that's right. We're recording on a different day. Yeah, so you'll hear this. You'll hear this before. And people are saying that the cities are just quieter because of the shutdown, so things just appear louder, which that one seems like a stretch to me. And people are saying because the 4th of July celebrations.
The argument is like there's way less traffic and like that kind of noise overall.
I think you hear fireworks. However. 4th of July celebrations have been canceled, so it's leaving retailers with a lot of inventory, which I'm going to get into in a minute is not exactly true. American Pyrotechnics Institute reported nearly 80% of display firework revenue is associated with 4th of July celebrations. So, but I read this article about, hold on, let me get into this and then we'll say, because that part's a little like, because apparently there's fireworks stores that just can't keep fucking fireworks off the shelves. So, I don't know. But Phantom PA, here it is. Phantom PA is a place in Pennsylvania. Phantom is a place in Pennsylvania where fireworks are legal. And they're saying that people are literally coming in buying thousands of dollars, people on FaceTime, getting them for other people, people going in buying $700 worth, coming back the next day with two trucks in order to get like the fireworks that they need. Yeah, so apparently people are buying them. And you know what I'll say? Like, I do think that, yeah, these are like wild fireworks for people to have, but like, fireworks have kind of stepped up their game. Like, you know, we were far away from just those little box sets that we bought.
We have the technology.
But I do think that it is wild to, like, I couldn't imagine myself sitting in the middle of my street being like, are you ready, kids? And then it's like a full-blown, like, happy faces and all the shit that we're, like, seeing around the box.
I would just be worried about, like, I don't know.
Fire?
Accidentally blowing something up. Hurting myself. Like, my eyebrows.
Yeah, think of how many firework-related accidents there were with just those tiny boxes.
I get what we're saying.
We can't be trusted.
No, we're not responsible. We cannot be trusted. They're saying that police are not cracking down because they're busy with other things. I did read a report that, said that the cops have just been kind of driving by, not messing with people lighting fireworks. And also, I mean, here's another conspiracy, is that they're not responding because they're pissed that everybody's, like, mad.
Well, that's not
so
even,
like,
a conspiracy so much. Like, in Atlanta, in response to the protests of Rayshard Brooks' death, Atlanta police were like, yeah, we're not responding to anything unless one of our own officers is down. So there are cities in which, like, police in general are just like, you guys are on your own.
It's one of those things. It's not a read, it's a fact. Like, we're not, like...
Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy. Okay. So yeah, so they're I guess kind of having a hands-off approach with the fireworks. The executive director of the American Pyrotechnic Association also told Vox that professionals use much more energetic fireworks not available to the general public without an ATF license for possession, use, and storage. Those devices are not permitted to be sold to the general public and should only be used by highly trained licensed professionals. So she's saying these aren't professional. She also said that the fireworks that she has seen on the news are not professional. They're all legally purchased. So
are we like exaggerating basically?
Like, but that's the thing is that that's what I get. Like, they're big, but I think that we have been able to get them for the last couple years. Because I've been to backyard parties where they have had the full-blown, like, shoot-up-in-the-sky ones. So I think, mm-hmm. again, like, because they are legal in other places, so she is saying that these ones that we're seeing in the neighborhoods are the legal ones that you can buy across state lines and all these things. So,
it's interesting, though.
One theory.
Yeah, because, I mean, the theory that I feel like we've all fallen down this rabbit hole a little bit with it, because I didn't know I'm such a conspiracist, but now I am. Especially because
it didn't take much to convince me.
Because I live in Crown Heights too, so I know that when people are like, oh, people shoot off fireworks there a lot. And I mean, like, for the past like few years, do fireworks go off, especially in the summer? Yeah, but it's like one, twice, three times a lady type of situation. It's not like a full, it's a full procedure going on.
Also, like, in my anecdotal experience, I do feel like it doesn't start this early.
No.
Like, fireworks don't typically start in, like, the second week of June. It's usually just the few days around the 4th of July, maybe.
And not until 5 a.m.
Right.
Yeah, that's where, like, there's part of me that goes, okay, I think in the thread that we're going to talk about, I think it goes a little too, like, deep into it. But also, there has been just... for how long? And when I hear about the ones in Harlem going off for that many hours, you go, what the hell is happening mm-hmm. there? Like, I don't know. I fall just somewhere in the middle of being like, this is a conspiracy and this is just people being fucking done, you know?
Right, because it's weird.
With 2020 in general.
Done with 2020. Because it's weird too, because usually like, they're not even setting off fireworks like by the water for a lot of people to see. It's like truly just like shooting off in the street. So the second theory, which is very popular on Twitter, and I'm sure Facebook as well, is a PSYOPs, which is psychological operations. And those are kind of operations to convey, like, to influence, like, emotions and motives and stuff like that. A main Twitter thread, the one we all read, I know, when I was shared a ton on Twitter, it was by Robert Jones Jr., who's at Son of Baldwin, went super viral. He theorized this. My neighbors and I believe that this is part of a coordinated attack on Black and brown communities by government forces. He said that on June 20th. An attack meant to disorient and destabilize the Black Lives Matter movement. Which the reason is kind of twofold, because number one, like we were saying, the fireworks have been going off truly every night from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. all across the country. So sleep deprivation to stroke tensions between the Black and brown communities, because I mean... If you're sleeping 2 hours a night and it's like shitty sleep from fireworks, you're gonna be grumpy, you're gonna be in a bad mood, and the last thing you're gonna wanna do is organize an entire movement or help with it. The second part though, and this is kind of extra
insane. This is where it gets like scary.
This is when it gets, yeah.
Yeah,
so this is just a forewarning when it gets a little more intense. Desensitization. So it truly, I mean, I think she has, go on, if any of your friends are posting about it, you know, but also check out Kay's Instagram. It truly sounds like a war zone when you're watching it, when you're hearing it. So that means that
loud.
Technically people won't notice the difference if or when police start firing actual artillery at people. So, because it really, I mean, it's very hard, even when, before this happened, if a firework went off, I'd be like, was that a gunshot? A car, like exhaust sound?
Yeah, like backfiring.
Backfiring, yeah. So the theory with that is that if you're just like, you hear fireworks all night, you're not gonna, instead of being like, what was that? You're just gonna be like, oh my God, when will these fucking fireworks stop? The reasoning is that, another reason for them, for this person in particular to start with this theory that's been catching on steam, no Black or brown kids, because they're saying these are kids, so could get access to these professional grades of fireworks, because that is, like Casey was saying, it's so expensive. And I mean, even I was looking at a map, I think it might have been in this thread, of where fireworks are for sale. None in New York City. So that means you have to get a car.
No, they're illegal in New York.
Yeah, so you'd have to go to like
PA.
Yeah. So you have to rent a car or have a car, drive to PA, get all the fireworks, come back, and have that be your day in, day out routine, which is kind of fishy.
I mean, it is what people are, that, like, there was this article in the New York Times was saying that there are people that have been selling them, like, they'll sell them on Instagram, like, they'll buy this, like, 2-for-1 thing for $50 at Phantom, or no, for $35, and then sell them for $50. So there's people that have been, like, actually selling the stuff that they are buying over there, and again, going back over there every day. But it's still, I feel like, again, like, that's why I'm in the middle, because I feel like that probably isn't happening as much as the fireworks are going off. So that's why I'm like in the middle of these.
What if,
you know?
Here's a crazy conspiracy.
Go, what if, Sarah, it's all go this, off.
It's like an insane cycle perpetuated by the fireworks industry to get rid of all their inventory that they couldn't sell because all the parades were, okay, you're right, I'm insane.
I mean, that's like every music festival is canceled. You don't see Diplo running around the streets blasting EDM. Like, you know, a lot of people have backlogged resources this year.
Just saying.
Oh my God.
Could be one explanation. I mean, Sarah, not.
Listen, the crazier things have happened than maybe there was some fireworks meeting that was like, how are we going to get rid of the supply?
I mean, yeah. Nicki Minaj went to number one twice on the Billboard Hot 100 this past month. I'm not ruling out any possibility of anything.
True.
So they are believing that it is the government or the police providing it to people, kind of just being like,
yeah,
fireworks.
Because like, they're also saying that, like, they're not finding trash. So people think that the government, and then it's like also cleaning up.
And then they're just cleaning it up?
Yeah, it's so wild. Everything is so wild. So, I don't even know.
And like what's kind of like adding to fuel to those fireworks, a video surfaced on Twitter of fireworks being shot off from behind a police precinct. I know there also were fireworks from a fire department in Crown Heights. So
the police
are claiming that someone launched fireworks at police officers on Ocean Ave in Brooklyn.
So it's kind of like this back and forth where some people are like, no, it's the police. And then the police are like, no, it's directed at us, of course.
It's full Ashley Tisdale, he said, she said. I mean, it's truly...
That's like the third time I feel like you brought that up this week.
And you know what? I'll bring it up every other goddamn day. The only person who's made... Follow Ashley Tisdale on Instagram if you just need some happiness. I don't think she's in her own bubble. She's really... She has a great pool, too. I'm like, that High School Musical residual checks. Anyway. there are also... I mean, this was in the Post, New York Post. Firefighters were setting off fireworks in Crown Heights, just truly right outside the precinct.
But it was like the little one. It wasn't like the big one that shot off. It was like one of the box ones that where it sits in it. But it was still super loud. Like you could even hear on the video the guy going, okay, this is what the cops, they're keeping our, or the police, they're like, they're lighting this, they're keeping the kids up. Because I guess it was like really late at night. But it wasn't the extended one. It was just a box one.
And then people are saying that like another slightly less nefarious theory. Nefarious.
Police are gotta get those SAT words.
Ooh, nefarious. Police are encouraging it so that people feel like they need police again, because it's sort of like, obviously, if you have a bunch of fireworks going off, you're like, who can I call for this type of situation? So they think a theory.
I mean, which is funny because you just call 311, but like whatever, I guess.
311.
They're saying that they're not. 311 came to your apartment and did what?
Yeah, we got a noise complaint. So they do show up.
Oh, interesting.
But the whole theory is that they're not showing up for the fireworks.
Oh, for the fireworks, yes.
Which is like, what's that argument then? They're like, you need us, but we're not going to be like, I don't understand. This is why I'm like, I'm on the fence with this one, because some of the stuff in this Twitter thread, if you read it, like, because the way that they're trying to use this is like, they're saying this is like what the military uses to like, you know, in like
war. To like disorient people and stuff like that.
It's wild. And like, when you read this, you're like, yeah. But then when you think about it, you're like, I don't know. It's crazy. But I will say one thing that led me to believe that there's something going on. I think this is in the Son of Baldwin thread. It was like, I think this was either in Harlem or in the Bronx, again, a predominantly black and brown community, in New York. It was like 3 a.m. or something like that. Mm-hmm. And there was just like 5 or 6 cop cars just circling the street with their sirens blaring, just circling and circling and circling for no reason, for no apparent reason that was in this thing. I mean, again, like I said, it's like something that maybe I should dive into and see what it was, but from the video, it seems as though it was just fireworks going off and the cops just blaring their sirens going up and down in the middle of the night, you know, for just to be loud. I don't know. Again, like,
this
is a video that, you know, we're only seeing whatever part of it. So I'm not going to say that, but also it just, from what it looked like, it seemed just to be noisy, just to be disruptive. So I don't know.
Interesting. So
that leads me to believe in some shit.
So basically, like, obviously the thing is, the question is this theory plausible?
Right.
And we'll kind of get into some answers-ish. So the first thing is that obviously there's been a lot of tensions between police and protesters since all these protesters began, and there's been like instances of clashing. During the earlier protests in cities like New York, Boston, Dallas, and Kansas City, people had reported finding these pallets of bricks laying around. They thought that police or government agents purposely left them there so that they would like throw them into buildings and then like, and just cause damage. And people had claimed that those bricks were not near any construction sites. So like the reasoning behind these claims was like, who put these there and why are they there?
Who put the bricks there?
There's a video circulating on Twitter of Boston police appearing to unload bricks from their vehicle for protesters. However, Northeastern University PD claimed that they saw a damaged brick sidewalk while out on patrol, so they loaded the bricks into their vehicle to prevent people from getting injured on the bricks and then returned them to their headquarters and notified the city's police department about it. You could take that or leave it. A similar instance happened in LA. There was this crate of rocks, and I saw this picture of it on Twitter, and it was kind of like this metal... Yeah, it was just this like metal crate of rocks, and people were like, what the hell, why is this there? Apparently that crate had actually been there for a year in front of a Chabad as a security measure to protect the building. And they removed the rocks after a video circulated of those rocks. So
yeah, that's what I was going to say, is that I think there was, just so that we have, you know, both sides of it.
Yeah.
I think I did read that like, that there were instances of people putting bricks in front of buildings so that people couldn't like drive into them.
So there's
a lot of different,
right, especially with like a Chabad, that's like a real,
concern. So again, it's like, it's just so hard. Cause it's like, you see one side, you see that, like, we just, it's so troubling with what we like consume and how we, you know, because there's obviously some people that have done shitty stuff with it. And then some of them has been, for protection. So it's like, what the fuck,
right? I'm trying to give like both sides that I found in these articles, so it's and especially on Twitter, like,
as
we
should
see an image or a video in a vacuum, you don't really know.
That's why I said that about the cops driving around, because it's like, I don't know what was happening, but from the video in this thread, it looks like it is just kind of like a weird pony show. I don't know.
Yeah, someone posted on Twitter, like, remember when there were like quiet days on Twitter? Like, there's no more of that. It's just so much shouting. And like, remember when like we debated like what color our dress was? Like,
can we go back to those days?
I'm sure. Yeah.
Is it, what is it, black and blue or gold and white? And
white, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a gold dress or a blue dress.
Yeah. There actually were though like documented instances of police officers like purposely fucking with protest things. In Asheville, North Carolina, police officers were caught on video destroying and pouring out water bottles left at a medic tent for protesters. I think they later like apologized. Also, police in Brooklyn literally like drove an SUV through a crowd of protesters, and like that literally happened. You can watch the video. There's no mistaking it.
Yeah. There's been stuff that has happened that has led kind of these conspiracies to fuel about that they do play a part in like trying to fuck with people right now.
Right.
So, and then it sucks.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, like, all that is to say there's definitely like tensions, obviously. And also this was brought up in a few articles I read. I'll just say like worse stuff has happened. should I just get into that?
Yeah, go ahead.
What is kind of a, what people are connecting this to, and it's what it's reminding
them. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, if you think that, I mean, the logic, I suppose, is like, if you don't think that, you know, police or the government or whoever would set off fireworks, there's actually evidence that, like, even worse stuff was done. And one of the main, what am I even saying? Okay. And so this event that at least one article I've read to, I think a few, points to is there was this terrible event in May of 1985 when Philadelphia police bombed its own people. So there was this organization called MOVE, which was a Black liberation group that was clashing with police, and the city dropped a satchel bomb on their organization, or like it was a house where a bunch of their members were living, and they did this via a helicopter, and 11 people were killed, including 5 children and the leader of the organization. And it also, once that happened, this huge fire spread, which led to 61 homes being destroyed and over 250 people being left homeless. So this is just one instance that people who believe these fireworks are part of something more sinister are kind of like pointing to as reasoning for perhaps why that's not so out there of an explanation. And again, like, if you go on Twitter, people have all sorts of other like supporting evidence. That was just one example.
Yeah, I feel like it's just like important to highlight things like that, because obviously with conspiracy theories in the name, they kind of snowball from like, you're like, where did this come from? Like, how was Katy Perry JonBenet Ramsey? And you're like, how did someone get from A to B? So that's just to show you how some people on Twitter and in life are kind of connecting these dots.
But that is to say that this is not like, that event is not a conspiracy. Like it is a fact. It definitely happened. So I just also want to like clarify that.
Yeah.
Also, fun fact, the word conspiracy theory was made up by the government.
Yes. Yeah, was it? I thought it was like the CIA to like discredit something that they clearly did, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was something, it was when we were possibly going to do the QAnon thing, when I was watching this video, it was something that they made up to take attention away. And boy, is that biting them in the ass now.
And that's why you never trust the Culinary Institute of America.
This episode is definitely triggering.
This episode is definitely going to get us all like, I don't know, in trouble.
But listen, we're trying to do both sides, and we're trying to just, you know, we're in a weird spot in the world right now. We're trying to just acknowledge some of the things going on and talk a little bit about the history. Also, we live in New York, and there's fucking fireworks going off every night. So
it's all anyone can talk about. We're tired.
I love the Katy Perry song, but it's truly all everyone's talking about.
Fireworks is the new weather. Like in New York, everybody talks about weather. In LA, everybody talks about traffic. It's just part of the personality. But truly, it's everybody's talking about fireworks. I'm actually lucky. In our place, we only get them. I get them for about 5 minutes a night. Like every night, it's like the 7 o'clock clap. It's like when it claps, I go 7 o'clock, and then all of a sudden I hear a bang, I go fireworks. It's like my little like.
Weird, because it's like still light out. I feel like at 7 o'clock.
No, I don't think they do it. They don't do it at 7. These are just my tells to know about. Like I'll be like, oh, fireworks.
It's like, what
time
is
getting
it?
Dark.
What day is it?
yeah. So. Oh, that's funny. And I will say, you know, here's the outcome of all of this, is that we're getting more fireworks. essentially,
I cannot freaking believe it.
De Blasio, by the way, also the cops, they have tried to, if you just kind of type in fireworks conspiracy, you will see that they have done a ton of photo shoots with all the fireworks they have confiscated. It's like truly, like they literally, like, I think I saw a couple where they've got all the fireworks against like the bed of a truck, and you're like, okay, do you love the fireworks, or do you, what are you, the fireworks, are they bae? Like, what's happening here? Like, they truly, there has been, fireworks? There have been firework So they have been trying to confiscate. So that's why, again, that's why I said, I wanted to actually ask this question too. Like, so are you guys full blown? Do you think the fireworks are a conspiracy? Because I'm so on the fence just based on things. I think that there are just fucking pyros out there.
Well, I
don't know.
So the interesting thing is like, I feel like there are not so many instances of like similar coordinated efforts like this, like across the country.
Because that's the thing, yeah. It's not just in New York, it's in San Francisco, it's in all these places.
Right.
Yeah.
However, I don't know. I kind of think it's a mix of a lot of factors, and it's hard to believe that it's completely innocent just because of people estimating like how much this would cost, and like, I don't know, like who the heck wants to be up until like 3 a.m. all the time?
I know.
Yeah.
See, that's where I think weird, but go ahead, Danny.
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna say, I think it really is one of those like, for lack of a better words, like a perfect storm type of situation where it is obviously people in the summer do inherently set off fireworks. There's extra fireworks, of course. People are having like little, it's also the first time that like Phase 1 and Phase 2 are being, at least in New York. So people are kind of getting together, maybe having little fireworks. And then on top of that, I do think there's a little bit of foul play going on with like the amount of fireworks, the locations in particular of them, and like the consistency of them.
Yeah. Do you think so? Do you think there's like a little bit of both going on?
Yeah.
You think there's a little bit of just actual firework play and maybe a little bit of...
I want kind of what you were saying. I want everyone to form their own opinion on it, but that 3 a.m. Harlem.
That's weird.
You know, really was weird to me.
Yeah, the police parade, as well as the, in certain neighborhoods, it is just a bit.
Interesting.
It's questionable.
It's questionable. I think for my own, like, honestly, mental health, I have to believe that it's not like a coordinated effort by the government to cover up something horrible that they're going to do in like a week's time.
You know what would make me like kind of like laugh so much? What if this was all like, I could see like Drake being so rich, started setting off fireworks to like promote a new song he has coming out. And then all this happened and he was like.
Some kind of promotion.
Yeah. See, that's what I was saying. It's a whole deep like, marketing campaign by the fireworks, big fireworks.
I believe that more than I believe that they're getting us ready to hear war in the streets.
As it was
truly, I think there's more credibility to be like this was fireworks trying to get off the shelves more than this is, you know, like I said, it's weird. The thing that it's in these certain neighborhoods is weird, but like I truly don't think it's because they're getting us ready for war in the streets. I truly.
Yeah, I don't think, if anything, when it's like, when I'm thinking more of like the side layers of it, I think if anything, it's just like fuck with people being like, oh, you want to pro, like, oh, you're marked at midnight? Let me put up some fireworks.
Yeah. If it is kind of more of an organized thing, I think maybe it would be more to be annoying, but I have to say that the part about saying that they're going to just be shooting people, I think that is a little bit too far. And very scary to put in people's minds. Very scary.
I've been, like,
I know
there's barely any fireworks by me, but I'm not sleeping because I'm thinking about, like, what the fuck is going to happen. So.
I get it.
Like, I never went on Twitter.
Just burn Twitter. Twitter needs to burn to the ground. I have to believe that that's not where we're headed. I have to believe that we're not just going to be, you know, in that state. But I would say that I think that, yeah, that it could possibly be like, we just want to annoy people. I don't know.
The task force that de Blasio starting?
Yeah, so there's updates.
Yes, the updates are...
For New York.
Is that, for
we're
New York.
We're a New York-centered podcast, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, as of Tuesday, 6/24, I just needed to see what you guys thought. De Blasio did announce that the Macy's firework display, it is going to happen. He's like, listen, I see your fireworks and I give you fireworks.
Yeah, he's like, it's literally like no one, not a single person. De Blasio, here's more fireworks. Like, stop.
Yeah, so they will have some changes. There will be smaller displays in each of the boroughs, a series of 5-minute displays starting June 29th. But he also said that he's not going to tell anybody where they are going off because he doesn't want large gatherings of people. So he's just going to, so it's just going to be surprise fireworks on June 29th. you know, how June 29th is the day. And then this will culminate with a grand finale on July 4th.
The only non-conspiracy
nobody wants this.
I think that's a bipartisan. Everyone can come together. He's
what?
Such a bad mayor. What?
Yeah. But he has said that he is starting a task force to crack down on illegal fireworks. He said that as of Wednesday, June 25th, so just a few days ago. He said, we're going to start a huge sting operation to go and get these illegal fireworks at the base. Like I said, they've already started. They're taking the photos. Check them out.
Okay, so, granted, like, none of us are criminal justice experts, but, like, if you go set up a sting, do you announce that you're going to set up a sting? Like, is that how it goes?
I think a sting is supposed to be, like, secretive? Secret. Oh, my. It's applause. Goofy guy. The task force will consist of 20 members of the sheriff's office, 12 members of the fire department, and 10 members of the New York Police Department.
Oh, yeah. So I added this. This is my further conspiracy. Because de Blasio is like, basically like, oh, people want to defund the police. Here's what I'm going to do. Make a task force of police. So anyway, my conspiracy, my extra conspiracy theory has to do with the fact that the budget vote is July 1st. And part of the budget is obviously the NYPD's budget. And if they're going to increase that budget, if they're going to take that budget increase and distribute it to community programs. So part of me is wondering if, like, I don't know, the fireworks have something to do with that fact, and they want people to not want the NYPD budget to get slashed.
Well, also my favorite, like, is this task force starting? And he's like, okay, we're cutting this fund, and the fund is just the one that's funding this task force.
Gosh. I don't know.
More conspiracies, but, you know, as always, we say, look into all the stuff as well. We've read it. We try to do both sides. You know where we stand with certain things, but, you know, if you're still here, you're probably with us.
Wait.
And if you're listening to this and you're sending off fireworks, cut it out.
Cut it out. Also, Casey, you just made me realize this is a different... Is it called Reddit because you read it?
Ooh.
I don't know. I think so.
Oh my God. Hot take.
What
if
did you
anybody
guys think
knows
it meant?
If anybody knows the series of Reddit, I don't go on Reddit. I don't understand Reddit.
I don't
there's
know
like
what
too
either.
Many weird, there's too many weird little tears when I try to read a story. I don't understand.
Whoa, okay. That has me sweating. Okay.
But maybe that is because isn't Reddit just some like people post
read
like
things.
Theories?
Yeah, you read it. I mean, obviously they also have memes there and like photos.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
But I got into Reddit because I liked to read people's stories.
Yeah. Also, so that should just sum me, like, take everything we say with a grain of salt, too, because that's also how our brain works. So we're just we're giving you guys theories that we saw online. You know, I feel the majority of so many people that listen, I feel you probably live around where things where fireworks are going off, too. It's on the mind.
It's on the mind. And as are many, many things, but, you know. That's why I wanted to give the warning up top in case anybody...
I was going to say, hopefully come July 5th, this will be something that we can all just laugh about.
Right.
Put it up there with the murder hornets when you're like, that was weird and we got all freaked out about that and it was a non-issue. What happened to the murder hornets?
The murder hornets, I almost missed them. I know. They were just a fad, you know?
They were just a fad.
Yeah, they didn't stick around.
I just love that... See, that feels more like a conspiracy to me that they're like, everybody's too focused on all this stuff. We got to get the attention off of everything. Let's do murder hornets. And then people were like, what? We all like saw through the bullshit. We're like, there's bigger issues.
I'm like,
don't you dare throw a fucking killer bee at me.
Also, my favorite thing too is I'm like, yeah, I'm like, if it's a regular bee, I'm not just chilling with it. So like, yeah, I'm just going to still continue to avoid those.
That's a good point.
That's the same thing. Like, there's killer clowns. Like, if I saw a clown walking down the street, I'm not going to be like, what's up? Like, I'm like, take my desk on.
I miss those guys, though.
Miss them. Get them on a task force.
Yeah.
Murder hornets.
Not a bad idea.
And the clowns from last year.
Fund the clowns and the hornets. What a crazy Halloween costume 2020 would make. How would you even
put
that together?
There's no... I feel like Halloween is just going to be preemptively canceled.
Yeah.
No
I
jokes.
Don't have any.
No pop culture jokes. None.
There's nothing. Like, imagine someone dressing up as Joe Exotic. I would be so insulted. I'm like, that was a different life. Don't you?
That was I feel like that's the only costume that you can do. Like, I do not want to see anyone dressed up as a cute murder hornet.
No.
Like,
I know.
No sexy fireworks.
I'm not going. I'm not going to a walk up in Brooklyn to sweat.
Sexy COVID.
No. Also, I don't even like, sexy. I'm not even confident we'll be allowed like to, I don't know, socialize.
Yeah, I'm not anticipating my wedding happening in October.
Like, oh no.
I mean, but also me and Robbie said, we're like, we don't even know if they'll legally be able to have everybody, but we're also like, we don't want to run with a skeleton crew. Like if we're like only 50 of our friends could make it, like, you know,
skeleton crew.
we want the people that we want there. So yeah. But there are people that have like already bought tickets. So I'm like, hey, if you did still come to New York, we can still like hang out at a park and like, you know, at least maybe we can cruise and get to go slushy drinks and walk around and like,
that's true.
You know, I don't know. Cause I know that there's a handful of people that have already bought tickets for the new date. And I have no confidence.
Honestly, the true sub like sorority group or whatever that came out of a pandemic are people that were planning weddings. So you are, at least you have, you're in a good united. And that's why we're doing a wedding scam episode next week. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just get scammed by COVID. Don't get scammed by the people we're going to talk about next week.
Yes. Yes. I mean, but since we have already announced that, if you guys have an inside track or somebody, you know, or if you've been scammed something having to do with your wedding, let us know, DM us or put it in the group. And we'll compile, but we've got some interesting
interesting things to discuss for sure.
Oh wow, that was a fun voice.
Yeah,
be sure so much.
Do our TikTok challenge.
Oh yeah.
Oh god, I forgot we talked about that.
We sure did. We ended it. We mounted it, and we're gonna buy somebody some wine.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, our true alcoholics will do the challenge.
They're gonna Chapel Hunter will be doing it. I know that for sure.
Chapel Hunter will be in it. Jamie Apple.
Love that.
Hunter, she's already on TikTok, name, right? Too. Yeah, Jamie, yeah.
Yeah, she's made us videos before. Can't wait to see it. Can't wait to see it. Is that a saying? No.
Yeah, why not?
That is a regular one that I used with the inflection of, you love to see it. Can't wait to see it. That's more like I'm like your aunt, like trying to be cool. Can't wait to see it. Anyway, that's my general vibe. So
I think we also know the song that we have to sing out to.
What is it?
Katy Perry.
Oh.
Do you ever feel
like a paper bag? Sometimes I firework.
Wow. Come on, show me what you're worth. Truly, how expensive are these fireworks everyone's lighting off? That's her remix.
Show me what you're worth. Make them go.
Betches.